Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
NFL No Huddle Round 2 here on a Monday afternoon. We'll get to the back page with Bo coming up in about 20 minutes from right now. One final game, obviously, of the wild card round will be played right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game tonight between the Vikings and the Rams. That game will be played in Arizona due to the wildfires in Los Angeles. So shout out to the Cardinals for welcoming them into their home in Glendale, Arizona.
Took over the whole, they gave them the building.
Gave them the building?
Yeah, they gave the Rams the building.
You got the run of the place.
Yeah, man.
Don't break anything.
There's another head coach on the market. And another head coaching job open because it looks like Dallas and Mike McCarthy can't come to terms on a contract. So they have informed him and his coaches, you're free to go find your job.
Yeah.
And I think Mike McCarthy will get a job this cycle.
I think so, too. I think he wants one.
And I think, I mean, the whole Dallas thing is going to be the Dallas thing. Mike McCarthy's a good damn football coach.
He is a good coach.
He's a good damn head coach.
He won a lot of games in Dallas.
He's a good damn head coach also. And so I can see him going to where, if I'm Chicago, I'm trying to find somebody like him to steady my damn organization.
That's almost the exact, because he wasn't available when we were having this conversation.
Last week.
Like last week or whenever it was. He's like exactly the guy, because he's an offensive guy. Like he's exactly the guy that you wanted.
Yes.
He just wasn't available.
Right.
So now he's available.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. And I'm Chicago.
Go get him.
It looks like first couple names, Chicago and the Saints. And I didn't realize Derek Carr got a $51 million cap hit.
Jeez.
For Derek Carr?
Saints, man.
They've been here before.
They have.
Yeah, they've been here
cap
before.
Cap doesn't exist in New Orleans.
Yeah,
it's just a mystery.
Yeah,
it's just a myth.
Yeah, but
I was just looking at Mike McCarthy's career record.
Yeah.
174-112.
Yeah.
60% win percentage.
Yeah. I think he's a good football
coach.
I think he's a good football coach, man. I think he's a good football coach. So, yeah, another guy on the market, and he's going to, you know, and obviously the Dallas job is open now.
Right.
And so we were naming off some names where Jerry go. We said Chan Gailey, Wade Phillips.
Jimmy Johnson.
No, he's not going back to Jimmy.
But they made up.
Jason Garrett.
They made up, and now he's in the Ring of Honor.
Mike Zimmer.
Yeah, Jason Garrett.
Yeah.
That's Kellen Moore.
Kellen Moore.
Could bring him in.
And boy. Looky here. Kellen Moore is available, and Jerry loves.
And he's a genius again. He's a genius again because his team's good.
And there you have it. Because Kellen's going to get – he's got interviews, requests.
Yeah.
This offseason. Huh. Oh, looky here. Jerry has another boy wonder to be his head coach. Damn, that just sounds too perfect.
Doesn't it sound exactly like the guy that he could push around for the next 5 to 7 years?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Kellen Moore, head coach, Cowboys. Bam.
Winningest quarterback in college football history, I believe.
There it is right there.
The old crafty lefty from Prosser, Washington. Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah.
He's Jason Garrett reincarnated.
Oh, don't forget about Jason Witten, too. He's been coaching high school football.
Oh, yeah.
He was coaching high school football.
That's what he's doing?
Yeah.
Because he quit broadcasting to go do what?
High school football.
Didn't he come back from retirement, though?
No.
He didn't?
Yes, he did.
I think he did.
I
think he did.
He did.
He was able to sort of gracefully bow out of the broadcasting thing.
Yes.
I wonder if Brady does that. I wonder if now that Brady's going to be taking over kind of full reins in Vegas, he's like, you know what? This is too much work. And I'm kind of hamstrung with the broadcast stuff anyway because they don't let me go to practice and all that. Not to mention the fact that, you know, he's all right at it. Not great. You think he kind of walks away gracefully so he can go spend more time doing ownership stuff?
Probably.
I think so, too.
Probably.
Yeah.
But I mean, he's gotten better.
Yeah. I guess. Like, the problem I have with him is just his voice. I don't like how it sounds.
Okay.
Sounds like a kid.
Okay.
It is the deepen that bad boy up.
But I can see that.
All the avocado smoothies.
I'm just telling you this. But how you walk away from
vocal cords light.
How you walk away from 280?
I don't know, man. When you have 750.
I don't care, dude.
Plus, he's the owner of the Raiders, so it's not like.
Yeah.
I mean, those checks are coming from multiple places.
Right.
I don't know.
It's pretty funny, though.
I don't know how you do it.
It's pretty funny. But
because you're not good at it, and you're tired of people saying you're not good at it, probably. Maybe. I don't know. Anyway.
Or parting ways. They're not parting ways. You don't got a contract.
Yeah. This doesn't happen often, by the way. People get fired or they keep their jobs.
Yes.
By the way, I think Mike McCarthy. How much do you think he negotiated, like, to try to get a new one?
There's no way.
Because I don't think he wanted to
either. I think he put it there where Jerry's like, hell no.
Yeah, he's like, I'll stay, but my new contract has to look like this.
Yeah,
more radio appearances for you.
You just sit your ass in the owner box and smile.
Yeah, and I need $25 million a year to coach your team.
Yes.
Hell no.
Yes.
All right, well, I'm going to go. I'm going to leave then.
Kellen Moore.
Happily part ways.
Kellen Moore, Dallas Cowboys.
There is one head coaching hire that has been made official. Mike Vrabel.
Yes.
The worst kept secret in the entire NFL, Mike Vrabel is going to be the next head coach of the New England Patriots.
Yeah, they have I think his press is right now. It made all the sense in the world.
It really does.
It made all the sense in the world for that to go down like that. Mike's going to bring in. I think the biggest thing with Mike is he got to stabilize it and everything because this is a lot of, you know, like Mike's got to be, I don't want to say be like Bill Belichick, but he's got to run stuff like Bill. You know what I mean? Like, obviously, work with the GM. Bill worked more with the GM than people let on, than people want to believe and everything like that. But yeah, Mike knows what the culture is around there. Obviously, it seems like it's a foregone conclusion that his offensive coordinator is going to be Josh.
Okay.
It seems like it. And then he's going to.
Makes sense.
Yeah, he's going to. I don't know how his staff's going to feel. I'm sure it's going to be some guys from the from when he was in Tennessee or somebody like that. But, yeah, makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, makes all the sense in the world.
I know the process by which they got there was a sham. We get it.
Yeah.
But it's a makes sense hire, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He's a legend in the organization.
Yes.
He's got a really good track record as a head coach.
Yes.
And they need a coach.
Yes.
So, I mean, it all kind of adds up perfectly.
Familiarity is everything.
You ever had a teammate read on the sideline?
No, I've never had.
Maybe the playbook.
I've had teammates that all they did was read, and game day they have a book. We be getting ready to go out for the field. They be sitting there reading their books. I've been there before.
In the locker room.
Right. Never seen no sideline. I laughed because is that his coping mechanism for not losing his blank?
I don't know.
Yeah, you know.
I thought he was at first, and maybe shame on me for this being my reaction, but I thought he was pouting. I thought he was doing that. They're not throwing me the ball, and now I'm going to make it about me kind of thing. Apparently, he does that.
Yeah.
We just didn't see it before.
Exactly.
It's a self-help book that he likes to read to calm down.
Good for him. Good for him, man. And I think that was the biggest thing because
– it's so weird.
It's weird as hell.
Like,
and you got people that were coming at him like, you know – well, you're upset, you're pouting and everything.
Why? That's what I thought.
But like I said, why do y'all always think I'm upset? Why do y'all always think I'm pouting?
He's always upset.
Because I was upset.
Yeah, he's got a track record of being upset.
He's got a track record, dude. But it was pretty funny. It was pretty funny to me to watch him on the sideline with that book.
Abe told me the book has gone from some like 550th in sales on Amazon. That's the number one book.
Obviously it is, because people are copycats.
A lot of people are going to be getting that self-help now.
He's reading it. It helps him. Why can't I read it? Maybe it might help me be better at my job.
I bet it will.
You think so?
I think so. I think if you guys buy it and you read it, then you will then be as good at accounting as A.J. Brown is at wide receiver.
Yeah.
What's he, one of the five best?
Yeah.
Eight best?
Yeah.
He's a top 10 receiver in the NFL.
Yeah, he's top 10 receiver.
You could be a top 10 tax attorney if you just buy that book today and you read it.
Yeah, man. But, I thought it was more of a –
help yourself.
He's that's what he uses to calm himself down so he won't blow up on the sideline.
Okay.
I don't know.
Whatever, man.
Yeah, three targets, one catch, 10 yards.
Yeah.
All right.
You won the game like they always do.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're moving on in the playoffs and the team's really good. But whatever. It's very silly. It's very silly that that's what happened. Here's another receiver that does funny stuff. George Pickens was interviewed after the game about how he feels about the offense and whether or not he's optimistic about it going forward.
Yeah, I've seen signs of growth for sure. From past, you know, the first year I've been here, just way more growth for sure.
George, does that make you optimistic going forward?
Nah.
What?
Oh. I think he just didn't know what optimistic meant.
I don't think he did either.
Yeah. And he needs to read.
I just think he wanted to help him get the hell done.
No, because what he said before that was literally, I'm optimistic about the – okay.
Yes.
He just didn't know what optimistic
meant. Yeah. Nah.
That's fine.
Nah, Georgia get his ass back to Alabama.
Georgia's got to step it up. We got to know what optimistic means after 3 years at Georgia.
I was like, did he understand what he asked him?
Nah, I just didn't know what optimistic meant. Okay. All right. Fair enough. Maybe that's a new one.
I don't know. But
hopefully no one says pessimistic.
I know, dude, because he might go swang on you. Damn, George. Damn.
All right. Or maybe you're right. Maybe he was just kind of done talking.
He's done talking, ready to go. That was it. And then just did what George does.
He had a hell of a catch and a touchdown in that game.
He did. But the thing with George is who George is, man. He's going to have these moments on the field, these immature moments, things like that. And he's in the right place because Mike Tomlin has had a whole bunch of those guys.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, we talked a long time ago about, you know, the growth of a player mentally and physically and all those different things. He's just been doing the same crap. He has been.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what he does.
He's really talented.
Yes.
And you never know what
the hell's gonna
he's going to do.
Yeah.
What positive
gonna,
or negative.
What the hell's going to happen?
He might make the greatest catch you've ever seen in NFL history.
But get penalized for 20 yards.
Or he might do something outlandish and get kicked out of the game.
Yeah.
There was a lot of taunting penalties over the weekend in both the college games and in the NFL.
Yeah, man.
Why?
I don't know.
To
me, it seems like they might have a memo every week or something. Like, guys, like something's getting back to like the rules committee or something.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, we got to taper down these taunts and all this other crap.
We're enjoying ourselves too much.
Yeah.
Don't you make a great play in the playoffs, in one of the most difficult situations in the world, and celebrate it. Don't you dare do that.
Yeah, man.
You go back to the huddle.
A lot of times that's what happens, though. The rules committee or the...
No, I think I actually did read last week that they're putting an emphasis on.
Yeah, they put the info. Like, really.
Taunting.
Like,
that seems like the smart time to do that.
Let me tell you the funniest taunting dude who always taunts, but like then a kind of move out the way. Baker Mayfield does that crap.
Oh, yeah.
He'll like run and he'll try
to... He'll start a fight and then run away.
Yeah.
It was in the Texas-Ohio State game. Somebody made a huge play, hit a guy out of bounds, I think, and then he pointed at him or whatever, 15 yards.
Yeah, like, come on, man. Come on. Be smarter.
Gotta be smarter.
Be smarter.
Or just let him do it. I don't know.
They're not going to let him do it because it's going to be a whole bunch of.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. Just be smarter.